Of course, if you wanted to calculate a potential function, you could just integrate the I and J, and if it's three-dimensional, K component of the vector field to produce the potential. Keep in mind, when you find the derivative of that potential function, partial with respect to x times I, partial with respect to y times j, partial with respect to z, if you have one, times k, you're finding this gradient.